Powerlessness and Food Addiction, an article on foodrelapse.com. For 15 years, I would sit in meetings and say, I'm powerless over food, and then I would eat. And then I would come back and say, I'm powerless over food, and then I would go eat again. This begs the question, just how powerless did I really think I was? I truly believe that I'm powerless over a bullet and a gun. Do I really know that? Well, not totally, but I've never put a gun to my head, and as I'm pulling the trigger, say to myself, I'll start again on Monday. My guess is there would be no Monday for me. So when I went to go eat during those slips, was I saying to heck with 12-step programs? I'm done with them and I don't care? No. I really wasn't saying anything to myself, but if I were to stop and consider what was going on in the back of my head, it would have been something like, I'm going to go break my abstinence, and when I'm ready, I'll come back and get it back. And that was the basis for my illusion of powerfulness over the food. After all, how many times had I had slips in the past? And after every one of them, I had come back and eventually gotten my abstinence back. That was the empirical proof that no matter how much I said I was powerless, I really wasn't, was I? And there was the problem. I just didn't understand the concept of powerlessness as it pertained to me and my food. I had seen a perfect example of powerlessness with my alcohol consumption. If I had as little as one drink, it had become physically impossible for me to stay away from the next drink. With the food, however, I knew that if I got back into the food, I could work on getting my abstinence back. It might not be easy. I might have to get a new sponsor. I might have to go to a lot of meetings for a while. But eventually, I would be able to grind that train to a halt. Again. I came to that realization one day after the umpteenth time and getting back into the food. I remember asking myself, why did I break my abstinence again after months of clean eating? And a little voice in the back of my head said to me, you didn't break your abstinence again. You haven't had any real abstinence since you broke your abstinence many years back. And it was true. I had periods of not eating compulsively, but was that true abstinence? Today, I don't think it was. I was just on another in cycle, waiting for the next out cycle to begin. What I truly get in my gut today is a different outlook on the concept of powerlessness as it comes to the food. I understand today that I am powerful over the food in the small picture. But what I need to do is to pull the camera out for a wide shot and look at my whole life in terms of 12-step programs for food. And for me today, I get it. I am powerless over the food in the big picture. When I first came into program, people would practically pound the podium and say, we don't eat no matter what. It was a very strident, adamant kind of a statement. Well, a while back, I heard the same concept put in a much gentler way. The person said, if you're a compulsive eater, and you've made food an option, it'll always be the only option. This is the great truth about the food. The food, if I allow it, will always be the path of least resistance. If I have a choice between going through emotional pain and turmoil or eating something that I enjoyed eating and which at least at one point in my life did something to calm that turmoil, well, it's a no-brainer. Of course I'm going to go to the food. And that's what I needed to realize, the real idea of powerlessness. It just meant I could no longer make food an option to soothe my emotions. It needed to be there to fuel my body, no more and no less. I could enjoy it, mind you, but I needed to be aware of why I was eating it. And ironically, once I made the commitment to work through my problems instead of getting into the food as a way of running from them, I found life started to get easier because I had, truly, now taken step one. I was powerless over the food.